The second Friday of the month has arrived. It's the 12th day of April.
This is a busy day here today.
Very busy. Got a remote coming up.
Today.
You? Oh, today.
Yeah, from 11 till 2, Tracy, myself, and Judy will be at Riverside.
Now, that's going to be fun.
Yes, I know what you require today.
Yes.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
I know exactly what... Rick already knows what to send home for you.
That's right. The best catfish in Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have another remote coming up, don't you?
We had one last week. We had the Jeep and Joe last week.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
Yes. We're coming into remote season, guys.
It is remote season.
We have a whole calendar of them.
And it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates. Broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association. 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
So that means as soon as Tracy turns the reins over to you this morning, he's got to hightail it.
That's true.
Over to Riverside.
Well, he'll enjoy that.
He will enjoy that because, hey, it's got...
They've got it all.
They've got it all there. And, you know, the best part, that they'll feed him. I mean, so he's in.
Yeah, that's true.
He's in on that. Well, on this...
Who's working the board?
Mark.
Well, good.
Yes. So okay. As soon as Ask Your Neighbor's over, you got to get out of here.
Because Mark will be here.
So on this April the 12th, it is National Only Child Day. Well, that's for me.
That's true.
Because I am an only child. I do have my brother, Jack.
Our chihuahua.
Yeah. You know, but I am an only child.
That's
true. And he's really an only child, too, because he's over there with y'all.
In a way, he is. Yeah.
In a way, he is. It's National Licorice Day. It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. And it's National Big Wind Day. Well, let me just tell you, the wind last week...
Man, that was something.
That was some wind that we had.
Did you see on the news that shot was in Tennessee? A gal was walking across a parking lot at a college, and she had her backpack on. She was blown over.
No.
And blown about, looked like 50 feet all the way across the parking lot.
Really?
She wasn't hurt because her backpack broke the fall.
Oh, wow. No,
but
I didn't see
she
that.
Was gone. Yeah.
But when Todd said, it was when one of these storm systems moved out, but he said the wind was coming, I was like, okay, you know, I mean, we have wind here, but I mean, it's like, man, we've got some wind.
Wind gust, yeah.
Wind gust.
Sure did.
So, 1844 on this day, Texas becomes a U.S. territory.
1990 on this date, an 8-foot alligator strolled into a store in Spring Hill, Florida.
Just strolled in?
Strolled in and attacked a vacuum cleaner. The gator was captured. No one was hurt.
Oh, well, good.
No word about the vacuum.
No word.
Probably didn't do it any good.
Probably didn't.
And in 1972, the first fanfare opened in Nashville, Tennessee. Almost no fans came to see Loretta Lynn, Porter Wagoner, Roy Acuff, Minnie Pearl, Ernest Tubb, and Bill Monroe. It had to build. I don't know what happened. That first one was a bomb.
Well, that's hard to believe.
I know it is.
Hard to believe. Well, back in 1853, the first truancy law was enacted in New York. A $50 fine was issued to parents whose children, ages 5 through 15, were absent from school. Not the truancy law.
Yeah. Did they have a truancy official when you were in Glenwood?
No.
No, they didn't?
No.
Mrs. Murphy was a truant officer when I was here in Hot Springs. She always put the fear of God into those that played hooky. She'd catch them most of the time. A little small, white-haired woman. But boy, was she gritty.
Was she gritty?
I think she collared Scotty Mack, if I'm not mistaken, because he can't get away with anything.
No, you should know that I didn't have a truant officer because you checked me out to go to the horse races.
That's true.
I didn't need a doctor's note. I didn't need anything. You know, you just said I had an appointment with Dr. Wallace, and there I went.
Something of a little white lie, but...
Yeah. You know, I wasn't bothering anybody.
Well, that was part of your education.
It was part of my education. Learning the art of horse racing and how to place a wager.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. An investment.
Valuable tools to use later in life.
Yes, valuable tools, yes. 1877, the catcher's mask is used for the first time in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1892, The first portable typewriter was patented.
Hmm.
You still have a typewriter in you because you say nothing better.
Well, they haven't invented anything better than a
typewriter. No, well, they have, but I mean, you have not adapted.
Oh, what is it?
I've told you this before, Microsoft Word. See, if you make an error, you can just hit the back button. Do you know how many documents I have on my computer?
I have no idea.
Word, that I use Word for.
No.
Word and Excel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have so many things. And it's so funny to me. Because I've seen that, you know, when you scan Facebook and things like that nature, people will pop things up like, you know, they're looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, are you proficient in Word? Are you proficient in Excel? And it saddens me because Excel is a spreadsheet program. I use Excel every day. But I was blessed to have on-the-job training, really and truly, when I lived in Dallas, that I learned how to do Excel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know like formulas, you know, combinations, this and that. And it's sad to me now that people, that this generation, they don't know how to use Excel. I mean, that's sad to me. I know you don't know what that is, but I know it's.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah,
you don't have no idea what I'm talking about. But
what is it you use? Word?
Word. That's okay. That's my word processing.
Okay.
Yeah, I use it all the time. That's where I write my copy.
Okay. Well, you do just. Type it out?
I just type it out, yeah. And then I'd spell check it.
Okay, and then you print it.
And then I print it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's very easy.
Okay, well, you can set me up on that sometime.
Well, you have to have a computer.
Oh, okay.
Well then...
Let me out.
That lets you out completely. 1964, the Pink Panther makes his first appearance in the Blake Edwards comedy of the same name.
And then he's spun off into a cartoon series with... Theatrical cartoons.
Yes, and then he became the spokesperson for insulation.
That's true.
Because if it was good enough for the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1954, Joe Turner's single Shake, Rattle, and Roll is released. Also in 54, Billy Haley and the Comets record Rock Around the Clock.
Mm-hmm.
1968, I don't know why this is funny to me, the Turtles album, Turtles Greatest Hits, was certified gold.
Okay.
How many greatest hits did the Turtles have?
I have no idea.
That's more of a Scotty Mac question, I feel.
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah. 1971, For All We Know by the Carpenters is certified gold. Tracy pulled out a Carpenters record the other day. Put it on the turntable, one of the 33s.
Yeah, because we're now playing some vinyl.
We are, yes.
By popular request.
So I came in and said...
In fact, I think we need to come up with a special intro for that, make it a feature of his show.
You think so?
Time to visit the KVRE Vinyl Vault.
The Vinyl Vault.
Yes, and then...
Oh, I'm sure he'll just love me adding something else to his show.
And, yeah, we could have Mark record the intro.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
Time to visit the KVRE Vinyl Vault, because we've got probably 200 or 300
oh my gosh.
Albums in there.
Yes, well, he started playing the Carpenters, and then I just happened to walk in, and I said, well, here's the thing about, and I love the Carpenters, I do, but when I get really down and out, I put the Carpenters on and, like, listen on repeat. So it's like, if you ever are around me and I'm playing the Carpenters, I'm never in a good place. Tracy quickly took it off the turntable.
Okay.
Didn't want me in a bad place.
Mm.
1980, Hurt So Bad by Linda Ronstadt enters the U.S. Top 40. And in 1999, Shania Twain becomes the only female artist in music history to reach 10 million units sold with back-to-back album releases.
Mm-hmm.
That has probably changed now in the Taylor Swift era.
Probably has. The Garland County Farmers Association is headquarters for Purina horse feeds. And they've got a big selection of them, precisely formulated for your horse's age or lifestyle. And you'll see the proof in strong hooves, shiny coats, and healthy horses.
Mm-hmm.
Purina is very passionate about helping horses reach their fullest potential. So look for Purina horse feeds at the Garland County Farmers Association. And if you're going out today, be sure and stock up on Repel insect repellent that we talk about. It repels mosquitoes, ticks, gnats, biting flies, all of that.
Mm-hmm. They also have a big selection of lawnmower blades.
Yep.
And all sizes for riding to push mowers, and they're at closeout prices.
Yeah, they are. And then they have a Repel that's made just for clothing.
It's got permethrin in it.
Yeah, and you keep that off your skin, but it's great for your jeans and your boots when you're out in the yard. Keeps the ticks away.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work.
It does work.
So you have two to stock up on.
And besides the Bonnie truck coming once a week, if you like to do it old school, they have all the garden seed, as much as you want, inside.
They sure do.
You can just go scoop it up.
And those are in individual containers, so you know... You want to buy a few seeds, you can do that. If you want more, you just do that. Put them, spinach, sweet corn, all kinds of tomatoes, cantaloupe, pole beans, black-eyed peas, you name it. They've the freshest garden seeds in the area.
Mm-hmm. They're not like in these packets that you could get at the chain stores.
No.
That the seeds may or may not be fresh. These are all fresh seeds.
And it's kind of fun to do it like that because it's you get a kick when they start breaking through the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like members of your family. Here they come.
Here they come.
People talk to them.
Well, yeah, people talk to their plants.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can also fill up on propane at the Garland County Farmers Association, you know, for your outdoor cookouts and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a neat place to visit. And Beagle oil, liquid gel or liquid, and that helps reduce
aches and pains. I've been using that a little bit on my hip because I've had some hip issues.
You'll find it in the horse department, but it's safe for humans.
It is. If it's good enough for your horse, it's good enough for you.
That's a good point.
That's what I think.
The Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, just beyond Walgreens on Airport Road. Same side of the street. They're back from the highway just a little bit, so, you know, don't drive past, but they're on the right. At 1838 Airport Road.
Well, born on this day, on the 12th of April, 1932, singer Tiny Tim. 1946, actor Ed O'Neill. I love Ed O'Neill. I loved him when he was Bundy on Married with Children. I loved him in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
He's 78 today.
Okay.
1947, David Letterman. He's 77 today. 1950, singer and actor David Cassidy. 1956, actor Andy Garcia. 1957, country singer Vince Gill. 1971, actress Shannon Doherty. God bless Shannon Doherty. You know,
she's having a tough time.
She's got stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
And she's made it to 53 today. And, you know, she just continues to fight. And God bless her. I just pray that, you know, I pray she can have many more years. 1979, actress Claire Danes. And in 1982, country singer Easton Corbin. And Track Talk will be on at 8:45 and the Backside Show at 1 o'clock today, noon, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. A Visit with Tom and Alice was presented by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, Saturday, 7:30 until 1, but beginning on April the 27th now, they're going to close at noon from that point on, so keep that in mind. April the 27th, they'll close at noon.